This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and everything is moving so quickly, it is hard to keep up. So here's what we have on tap for tonight's award-winning show that's never actually won an award. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about an hour from now. We are going to discuss the firing of government workers. Government workers told to account for what they did last week. Some people are happy. Some people are angry about it. We're going to discuss hardening our hearts, preparing ourselves for what we must do over the next 4 years, and the desperation with which we must act. We'll talk about that. Some unbelievable reporting courtesy of Chris Rufo of some really ugly things coming out of the NSA, CIA, all that, so much more. Emails and everything coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We're even going to address how do we deal with new converts from the sick, demonic religion of communism. Before we get to any of that, I am going to congratulate my friend Dan Bongino. You know who Dan Bongino is. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Dan Bongino was a cop, Secret Service agent, and Secret Service agent assigned to protect the president. Look, I've never been a Secret Service agent, but I know enough of them to know this. It's a big service. They do a lot more than you think. Only a select few are given the honor of guarding the president. They pick the best of the best. That was Dan Bongino. He has since moved on and created this incredible media career for himself, and a lucrative media career. Obviously, his show, his daily radio show, is—it's on a competing network. I don't care. I love Dan. It's huge. It's got a big radio show, midday, big show. His podcast is one of the biggest in the United States of America. Dan Bongino walked away from all that. Walked away from it. Clean break. Walked away from all of it to serve his country? Could you do that? Here was a little bit of Dan today.
I got a call from the president, and he couldn't have been nicer. And I obviously keep the contents of it between us, but I think you get the gist about what it was about. It kind of broke down a bit because it was, this is now real. The president, Attorney General Bondi, and now director, gosh, that sounds good to say, FBI director Akash Patel offered this role, a role I expressed an interest in. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you, you see, it's hard for me. I'm going to accept the role proudly as the deputy director of the number two spot at the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
It's an honorable man. Maybe you're a Dan fan, maybe you're not. I don't really give a crap. He's my friend, and that's an honorable man. Walks away from the easiest job in the world. What I do is not even a job. What you do is a job. I talk to you. I laugh. We joke. We play fart sounds. And I get paid to do this. This is not a job. I've had jobs my whole life. Media is not a job. You get paid to talk and joke around with you, and you get paid well to just walk away from that, to go be deputy director of the FBI speaks to the man. Congratulations to Dan Bongino. Go do some good, my friend. I have no doubt you will. But along those lines, actually, it's something I wanted to talk to you about before we get into everything else going on in the country right now. Because I understand that some of the things we're seeing right now can be a lot. Maybe it's hard to take in. Maybe you are, and this is fine if you are, just stay with me here. Maybe you're getting a little intimidated by what seems chaotic and it's nuts. Maybe your heart is being tugged at.
Maybe it's the federal workers, the firings. Because look, the truth is, when you fire this many people, let this many people go from the federal government, there are going to be good people that are going to be let go too. There are. I realize they're 92, 93% communists, but that's not 100, is it? There are going to be good people, solid people. Maybe you're one of them. Listen to the sound of my voice. You had a federal job, and it's gone, or it's about to be gone. And maybe when you hear the stories, I'm sad, I lost my job, I have my job, and now it's gone, I'm sad. Maybe those stories are tugging at you. Maybe they're yanking at your heartstrings. So let's talk really quickly here, and then I'll kind of explain in more detail how you respond to a bad situation is entirely dependent on how bad the situation actually is. Wouldn't you agree? It would depend on how bad the situation is. Did you ever had a bad day? What's the worst day you've ever had in your life? Think about that. I depending on how old you are, if you're old enough, someone died. Maybe it was somebody close to you, related, wife, husband, kid, parent, whatever. That's, if you're old enough, someone died, and that's your worst day of your life, probably. But think about this. There's this, you ever heard that song? Everyone knows this song, the old worship song, It Is Well With My Soul. You know that song, right? Everyone knows, It Is Well With My Soul. Chris, you got to know that song for Pete's sake. You're not that Jewish. You know that song. You've heard of it. Anyway, everyone knows the song. That dude wrote that song after his entire family died. They sunk crossing the Atlantic. His whole family, and I believe if I remember the story right, all his belongings. Like they were moving across the ocean to come see him. Whole ship goes down. Think about that. Your whole family gone. Like that. So there are degrees of bad. Did your bad day, whatever that was, when you just thought of it, does it add up to that? Does it measure up to that? Probably not. Mine doesn't. So there's degrees of bad. And how bad the bad is, that will determine how you respond to it. And this is going to come back to the federal government. Your kid, are you a parent? If you're not, maybe you will be one day. Maybe you won't, but whatever. Think about this. You're a parent. Let's say I come on the radio tonight and I tell you, hey, my kid's, he's going a little haywire, and I'm going to have to fix it. Well, what does haywire mean? Describe haywire, because if I come on the radio and say, my kid's got an F in math, and I'm going to have to fix it. Well, what are you thinking? Well, you're going to have to ground him. You're going to have to do this, maybe get him a tutor. You've got to take some steps, yeah, but that's different than I come on here in the radio and I say to you, hey, my kid, he got hooked on black tar heroin a couple years ago. He's about to die because of his drug addiction. That's a whole different ballgame. We're not talking grounding. We're not talking confiscating his phone. We're talking Jesse is taking a sabbatical from the award-winning Jesse Kelly Show, and he's dragging his son into the mountains and cutting him off from civilization for months while we live off the land and get his mind, body, and soul clean. There are degrees of bad. By the way, my kid's not failing math or on heroin, at least as far as I know. So we're fine. Now, let's discuss what I'm actually talking about here. All the things we're seeing that are changing before our eyes since Donald Trump got elected president. We are watching radical departures from, frankly, things we've always known under Republican and Democrat presidents, including Trump himself the first time. Maybe it's foreign policy things. We'll get into that in a little bit. Maybe it's the Russia-Ukraine stuff. Maybe that has you uneasy. Maybe you don't like it. I don't talk to it. Maybe it's that. Maybe the firings. We brought those up. Maybe it is the firings. Maybe you are hearing these stories, story after story after story. The media is running with stories every single day. Maybe you're hearing these stories. I had a job. We just moved my family to D.C. I just got that. Now I've got to tell my wife I am fired. Maybe you're hearing these stories of fired people. And maybe, just maybe, in that tender heart of yours, which I'm glad you have, maybe you're saying things like, man, we don't have to go this far, right? Hey, this is too far. We don't need to be that. Why don't we just the managers, just a little tweak here and a little tweak there. Listen, I mean, this is so sad.
I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m. and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce.
Maybe that tugs at your heart. Maybe the puff piece after puff piece after puff piece, they're fired, he got fired. Maybe it's tugging at your heart. So let's talk real quick. Let's work this out. And then we'll march forward with other things. I can't wait for Medal of Honor Monday. It's just going to be such a great night tonight. And you know why it's going to be a great night? Because you've been taking your male vitality stack from Chalk or your female vitality stack from Chalk. And no matter what life throws at you, you still have a good mood. You still have the energy to deal with it, the focus to deal with it whenever life rolls these little stumbling blocks in front of you, because you're so full of testosterone, you pick them up and break them with your head and keep marching. Just kidding. Don't do that. You're going to give yourself a concussion. But you should start taking some natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks. I drink Chalk lit powder in my smoothie every morning, vitamins, minerals. Start some natural herbal supplements and see how you feel. Don't start taking it and just hope. See how you feel. Give it 60 days. Give it 90 days. You'll be a new person. You're 90 days away from being brand new. CHOQ.com. Get a subscription so you save money. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a wonderful Monday. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And do keep in mind,
you know, freedom is not free.
Now let's discuss getting our heart and our minds right in case maybe you're faltering right now, because I'm starting to see some faltering right now. If this is too far, 76,000 employees here. I don't want this guy to go. So I thought maybe it would help to read just a few headlines for you. Discuss just a couple things, because the problem is, the question is, how bad is it? How bad is it inside the federal government? Is it, what the FBI has 35,000 employees, roughly. Are we 20 managers away? 50 managers away? Are we 30,000 people getting fired away? That's really the question. How bad is it? So I thought maybe we should dig in a little bit. This is from Campus Reform. Senator Ted Cruz publishes a database showing the NSF, that's the National Science Foundation, spent $2 billion with a B. B as in boy. Bravo. $2 billion to promote DEI, neo-Marxist class warfare propaganda. The National Science Foundation hoovered $2 billion up of your money, blood sucked it out of your wallet, and spent it on neo-Marxist class warfare training. Oh, look at this one. This one was courtesy of the Daily Mail. Donald Trump, you know how he was clamping down on some of the radical U.S. aid, foreign aid stuff? Have you ever heard of a charity called Stonewall? Probably not, unless you're in the U.K. What is Stonewall? Well, it's not even American, which is ridiculous.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's in the U.K. But not only is it a U.K. charity, it's an LGBTQ plus charity. An LGBTQ plus charity
that was so dependent on your money. They took your money out of your wallet and they sent it across the Atlantic freaking ocean to fund gayness in the UK. And they were so dependent on your money, they're now writing articles about how many people they're going to have to fire at Stonewall because they don't have your money to spend anymore. Oh, you want another? Biden, environmental justice advisor, which I can't believe that's a thing at all, received millions, this is from Free Beacon, millions in taxpayer funds after personally applying for an EPA grant. Her name is Latricia James. She has a group. While she worked for the government, she got $20 million of your money on an environmental grant. Where do you think that went? Whose pockets did that go into? You want another? You want another? I'll do one more. Then we'll stop with this abuse. EPA and DOGE cut nearly, this is from the Daily Wire, cut nearly $70 million in Biden-era grants to green groups. The federal government does not have the sniffles. It has terminal cancer. It's bad. And so every day now you wake up to propaganda like this. This one, courtesy of Axios, how White House firings are hurting veterans. Of course, it's about the veterans, right? Support the troops. Do you support Donald Trump in these cuts? Don't you love our veterans? Headline, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fires 2 4-stars and top JAG officers. How are they going to do this to our veterans? Every single day, we wake up to sob story after sob story after sob story. I can't believe he let me go. Oh my gosh, I can't believe he let me go. How in the world am I going to teach these little turtle doves how to be gay? Every day. And maybe it's working on you because that is the point of propaganda, right? The point of propaganda is to work on you. And propaganda is used because it does work. We are all, every single one of us, we are influenced by what goes into our eyes and ears. What we read and what we listen to, it does affect us. It does. Big time. Me too. No one is above it. No one's immune to it. My wife, it was last night, she couldn't sleep. I was talking to her this morning. She was tossing and turning, couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep. And we were discussing, well, did you have, you know, caffeine late in the day, whatever? It's certainly not exercise. A woman works out like a friggin' beast. She eats healthy. What was it? Come to find out, she, like a lot of women, absolutely nerds out on true crime stuff. Dr. Death and this serial killer, this and this, that. And then so when she's cooking, when she's doing stuff around the house, when she's doing laundry, she'll have that stuff on in the background. And she said, you know, I think maybe I consumed a little bit too much murder stuff last night or yesterday. And I said, yeah, baby, maybe the serial killer documentary is not best right before bed. Yeah. We're all products. We're all influenced by what goes into our eyes and our ears. And the propaganda is heavy right now that you should be afraid of the, quote, chaos, and that you should have your heart broken because this guy meant for the best and this is hurting the veterans. And oh my gosh, what are we doing here? It is going to take 4 years of insanely fast change in order to get this government anywhere near where it needs to be. And even 4 years probably won't be enough. If we're moving at breakneck speed, 4 years won't be enough. That is how dire the situation is here. Steel your heart and get ready. We have got to not only let the administration work, we have to back them. We, you and I, help form public opinion. Back them. I'll finish up on this in a second. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only like 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. It's going to be a fun time, as it always is. I am having a fun time listening to the whining. Now, along the same lines of what we were just talking about, what has to be done to fix the government? Well, that depends on how sick you consider the government to be.
if you think the government has the sniffles, well, a little snip here, a little nip there, a little tuck here, and we should be good to go. Just fire this middle manager and maybe replace the FBI head, and we should be good. If you think the federal government possibly has terminal cancer, well, that requires an entirely different level of commitment now, doesn't it? The federal government has terminal cancer, a massive, corrupt criminal organization. And that's exactly why these judges are still doing things like this. Ask yourself, why?
It blocks DOGE from records containing personal information on Americans that might include financial data that relates to some federal student loans that have been given out and are being used for education. So this is an on-again, off-again issue. It will be fought.
A judge blocked the whole DOGE crew out of the Department of Education. Why do you think that is? Remember what the two foundational pillars, the two central pillars of American communism are. We talk about it all the time. Using your money to fund their revolution through the government. It's federal, state, and local. And number two is educating your children to hate you, hate themselves, and hate the country. They're trying desperately to keep DOGE out of the Department of Education because that's precisely where those two pillars merge. Can you even imagine what they're going to find inside the walls, more specifically inside the computers in the Department of Education? We must be ready, and in fact, we must cheer on and push for radical change. That's what we need now. And maybe you're worried about the normies. So let me explain this. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, no, Jesse, I'm happy with it. I'm not worried about me, but my normie neighbor, what if he gets apprehensive? What about? So I'll give you these two things when it comes to that. First and foremost, if the polls looked different, the public opinion polls, if they looked different, maybe we could have that conversation in a more frank way. And they might. They might look different in a week. I don't know. They might look different in a month. As of right now, saw another one this morning. I've been tracking it every single day. As of right now, Trump has maintained 52% approval. That is absurdly high for a president. And the Democrat Party remains in the low 30s at an all-time low. As of right now, the normies, not just you and me. I know you're on board. I'm not worried about you. The normies, they're with us. As of right now, they are with us. That is one. Two, what if they weren't? Let's do a little hypothetical here because it may come. Like I said, a month, 6 months, maybe a year. Maybe they turn on us. Who knows? Maybe we hit a recession. Maybe what the kind of thing that would turn the normie against us. What if they turn on us? Should we slow down? Well, there are short-term gains and long-term losses. There are short-term losses and long-term gains. Let's look at the other side for a moment. How did we get here? Here meaning, how did we get in the land of the free, where the government is supposed to be limited? How did we ever get to 3 million government employees to begin with? No matter what their ideological bend is, how in the world did we get to 3 million government employees? That's a good question. Two, how in the world did this country move so radically left? How did we lose our way so badly that now the American taxpayer even pays for gay activism in the UK? You went to work today and they stole your money and you funded LGBTQ stuff all over the planet, not just here, all over the world. You funded the green energy scam across the globe. How did we get here? Here's how we got here. The communists never stopped to worry about popularity, never stopped to stress about public opinion polls. Yeah, they'll stress polls during a presidential election or something like that. But on a macro level, he didn't sit around stressing what was popular. He sat around stressing what was necessary. He knew
if he could just push harder, harder, harder. No, keep building, keep building, keep building. Keep building that communist foundation inside of the government. Keep building it, keep building it. Even if the public doesn't like it, even if the public completely rejects it, the building blocks will still be there. Keep pushing, keep going. He always understood that. And finally, especially under the Biden presidency, the communists woke up one day and he had everything. Why did he have everything? How? How was that possible that we woke up one day, you and I, and we found out the communists took the freaking CDC? They took professional football. They had it all. They make our movies. We woke up one day and they had taken every single institution in the country. How did they do that? How did they build a revolutionary building block like that? They kept going no matter what, public opinion polls or not. The most important thing, remember the two pillars? Again, we brought it up earlier. The most important thing for Donald Trump to do over the next 4 years is to demo the two foundational pillars of American communism. If it costs us the midterms, if it costs us the 2028 election, no matter what, the two central pillars to American communism must be brought down. It is the only thing that matters. It matters more than taxes. You know that? And you know how obsessed I am with low taxes. I'll tell you something else. It matters more than spending. And you know that's my thing. How many times have I bored you ranting about the spending and the debt? This is the most boring subject in the world. The numbers are way too big. We don't even understand them. I don't understand them. No one can understand numbers that big. Trillion here, the 108 trillion, the numbers are so big it sounds like Mandarin. You don't even know what we're talking about. What's happening right now? Destroying those two foundational pillars is more important than spending. It's more important than the border. Now, granted, that comes into it. All these things kind of come into it. The most important thing Donald Trump can do in the next 4 years is bring the two central pillars of American communism down. If he is able to do it, and it looks like right now they are laser focused on doing it. If he's able to do it, forget about putting him on Mount Rushmore. Like I said, build him his own. That's what it will be. And if he fails, vice versa, because we don't know if he'll succeed. I'm not waving pom-poms. I'm thrilled with everything I've seen right now, but maybe he'll fail. Maybe he'll back off. He doesn't look or sound like the kind of guy that will right now, but maybe he will. Maybe we'll come up to the midterms and it'll do the normal GOP thing. Well, I mean, we can't do this. It won't be popular for the, maybe he'll wuss out. Maybe he'll fail. If he fails to bring those two central pillars down from their strength, from where they are now, 2028 doesn't really matter. They have to be ended. They are desperately defending those two foundational pillars for a reason. The American communist must educate your children. He knows that is critical for him. If he can't get a hold of your kids, then he's finished. And if he can't use your money against you, he's finished. Breaking up that cartel is more important than breaking up the Mexican ones. Remember that.
Buenas tardes.
And remember that. What, Chris? You learned any Mexican yet? I've been boning up on mine quite a bit. What? I even dropped a tortillas in a Mexican restaurant yesterday after church. Ob might not have been impressed. Waiter was, I'll tell you that. Fred's impressed with rough greens. Which is good because Fred actually doesn't like that much. It really is amazing that a dog that is that spoiled, somehow is that stressed at all times. Always stressed. If all four people are not surrounding him at every moment, loving on him as well, you can't just be there. You have to be giving him physical attention of some kind. Then Fred is stressed in a mess. It's a disaster. The only joy in his life really is that and rough greens. He loves it. When I tell you to sprinkle rough greens on your dog's food, It's not for nothing. It's so your dog can live longer. Don't you want to have your dog live longer? Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black loves dogs too. That's why you put all these vitamins and minerals and omega oils and things like that in Rough Greens that you sprinkle on your dog's food. And he made sure the dogs enjoy it. Shoot, my dog won't eat now unless I sprinkle Rough Greens on it. You'll see differences in your dog. Keep your dog alive longer. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 10 minutes from now. And I have to be, look, before we get to the Ukraine stuff, Trump and them said a lot of stuff like that, a lot of stuff today. We'll get to the NSA, the intelligence officials, and the really blackmail stuff they're putting out there before we get to the evil of communist censorship and other things. I have to be Daddy Jesse for a moment. So some of this stuff may be hard to hear as it normally is, but mommy's gone, daddy's here. Let's have a talk. So we have to talk about two different things. First, let's stay along the lines of what we're talking about, the employees, because what really sparked the latest propaganda campaign from the media is the fact that Elon Musk sent out a message to all these federal employees that says, hey, send me a list of everything you did last week. If you can't or don't, you're fired. Trump came out, backed him up.
You know why he wanted that, by the way? I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where is all this? Where's the money gone?
And off of that, we've had to deal with this mind-numbing campaign that this is a mean thing to do. You can't just tell people to do this. We, of course, have CNN, all these different media publications putting on people like this.
I got this email Saturday afternoon about 3 p.m., and I felt absolutely infuriated getting this email with a demand within 48 hours to provide a response on what I did within the last week or face termination. This is clearly an attempt from Elon Musk to harass and bully and intimidate the federal workforce.
This is what we were talking about how are you handling this? Are you okay with this? Does it sound mean? Is it just harassment? Now, I would argue if you've spent any time in the real world, outside of the political world, this is a very familiar email, a very familiar talk to have with your boss, especially when things are failing. I remember selling RVs. I was a sales manager, but that's not the top guy in the office. The top guy is the general manager. I was the number two man. Now, the general manager and I were and are best friends, so it's fine. But I remember when times were good. When the sales numbers were great, when our store was killing it, he's buying lunch for us every day. Life is good. And then we hit a 2 or 3 month stretch. Man, we were failing. We were not making our sales numbers. And you know what he did? It's funny. They're talking about five things. He said, everybody be in the conference room right after lunch and bring to me the five customers, the five sales you're currently working on, and all of your correspondence with that customer. So you had to sit down in front of the general manager and what are you working on, Jesse? Don't get me wrong, I did just fine, but what are you working on, Jesse? Oh, you're trying to sell a little 20-foot travel trailer to Mrs. Thompson? Okay, when's the last time you talked to her? Show me that phone record. Have you texted her? I want to see it. Did you email her? When's the last time you emailed her? It's been 6 months, but you're trying? Oh, so you're not really trying. Oh, hey, Bob, what did you do? Oh, you're trying to sell this?
demanding accountability from people is basic employment. And if you can't account for what you did last week, if you can't offer up some valid things of what you did, you suck anyway, and you deserve to be fired. And that is understood by everybody who works outside of the government. But these freeloading dirtballs have this horrible sense of entitlement that now that they got Uncle Sam, meaning you and me, to pay for their jobs without end, and since no Republican in history has ever bothered to try to fire any of these people, they just think they should be allowed to do nothing forever. They don't even show up to work. Show up to work and always listen, kids. It's Daddy Jesse talking. Always be ready at a moment's notice to tell the boss how valuable you are, because that's really what you're doing. When he's asking what you do today, what you do last week, what he's doing is math. He's already looked at the profit loss sheet. He already knows what you cost him every month. When he asks you what you did, you better be ready to justify whatever number is in his head. And if you can't, well, I suggest you prep your resume, because you are gone. All right? When he asks you that question, he's doing math. Take it from Daddy Jesse. That's first thing. Second thing, we're moving off of this before I get to Medal of Honor Monday. I live in a very safe area. It's rural Texas, right? It's red and safe as you could possibly get. Everybody's got a gun. I live in a very safe area. We just had a story, really, really frightening story in my area. A woman out walking in this very safe area. She even had her little dog. Granted, it was a little mini dog. Didn't do any good. And a very bad man came out from Houston in my safe area, and I won't go into all the details of what came next, but please carry something on you that will allow you to stop a bad person. Please. Look, if you're not a gun person, I understand that. I grew up with guns, so I'm totally comfortable with it. I get it. I tell you about Byrna all the time, don't I? There's no reason you can't carry a Byrna pistol launcher on you when you're out walking your dog, when you're out jogging, when you're paddle boarding, when you're at the gas station. But carry a Byrna pistol launcher on you. You know they have great holster options. There's all kinds of different purses and things like that you can slip it in. It's non-lethal. It's not even a gun. That woman would still be alive if she had a Byrna pistol launcher on it. And I'm tired of reading stories like this about this defenseless woman, this defenseless man taken out by an animal. Get a Byrna pistol launcher, please. They're legal everywhere, all 50 states. No permit, no background check needed, none. I have like four of these things. I keep them everywhere. In my car, wife's car, home, kids have them. I love them. I send them to family and friends for Christmas. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse, get you a discount. Carry something on you. There are bad men everywhere. I promise you Trump is not deporting them all. Byrna.com/Jesse. I hate these friggin' stories, man. Oh, and along the lines of employment rules, I suppose we should discuss Joy Reid. Now, I'll get into this here in a little bit more depth after Medal of Honor Monday. But I wanted to go ahead and get this out there one more time. Again, as long as I'm talking to the kids and everybody else. Rule number one and the premier rule of employment. Number two is a distant second behind it. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. You have baggage. Some have a lot. Some have a little. I don't know what your baggage is. We all have it. I have some too. Gosh, Chris has mountains of it. You better make sure your talent outweighs it. We'll make fun of Joyanne Reed and discuss that, but we're setting all that stuff aside. Let's do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.